Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hello, welcome to the Child Care Director's Chair podcast. I'm your host, Erica Sococcio, and thank you so much for picking this episode today. We're glad you tuned in, and I'd love to say hello to my friends over in Pennsylvania, over in Wisconsin, and Florida. Thank you so much. You guys are really loving the show and tuning in day after day. And for my folks out there in other states, I love you too. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what needs to go in an employee onboarding kit. Yesterday's episode, we talked a little bit about why onboarding was important. And one of the things I mentioned is putting together an employee onboarding kit. So let's make sure that we have a pretty comprehensive onboarding package for our employees, because we know as a company, one of the most important processes that you can invest in is the onboarding of a new employee. Hiring new staff is expensive, time consuming, not to mention the headache and stress on you, parents, your team, the children, all of it. So you want to make sure that you have a smooth and thoughtful onboarding experience. It can really set the tone for success and a fulfilling and hopefully long career for your new hires. One way to ensure a positive onboarding experience is by providing your new employees with a comprehensive onboarding kit. So there are 10 things off the top of my head that I think you should include in your employee onboarding kit. Number one is a welcome letter. Start off on the right foot by including a personalized welcome letter in your onboarding kit. This simple gesture can make your new employee feel valued and appreciated from day one. You also want to make sure that you include your company handbook. Provide your new hires with a copy of your company's handbook. This will help them become very familiar with the company's policies, procedure, and culture. You want to make sure that you go over the employee benefit information. Make sure to include information about your employee benefits package that your company offers. This will help your new hires understand the perks and the benefits that come with being part of your team. And make sure you pay special care to things that are time sensitive, like if you offer life insurance or health insurance or an employee discounted childcare program or a gym membership or anything like that that might have some paperwork involved for them to enroll in the benefit. You also can include company swag, include some company branded swag in your onboarding kit, such as a t-shirt, a water bottle, a notebook. This will help your new employees feel like they are part of the team and proud to represent your company. Now, the only thing I want to say about that is make sure that you try to make it as personalized as it can. So when you include those things, maybe you can include not only their name tag, but you know, maybe a personalized pen or the notebook. Maybe it has their name monogrammed on it, or just, you know, something that makes it extra special. Not like you just walked in the back of the stock room and got a pre-canned, pre-boxed kit. Like, this was made specifically for Miss Jones. Office supplies are also always welcome, especially for my teacher friends out there. So provide your new hires with some basic teaching supplies, such as pens, notebooks, sticky notes, markers, whiteout, anything that you think will help them feel prepared and ready to hit the ground running on their first day, a new lesson plan book, you know, a cool one, a nice one, you know, not a cheapo one, but a really nice planning book. I think most teachers really love. Maybe even a gift card to Lakeshore Learning or your local teacher supply store where they can go pick out their own. Then you also want to help with the technology setup. So if your company provides employees with technology tools such as laptops, tablets, smartphones, make sure you include setup instructions in the onboarding kit. This will help your new hires to get up and running quickly and efficiently. We use ProCare at our school, so each teacher has their own account. So we help them get that set up and go through all the pieces with them on the parts of the app that we use. So especially if you have folks that maybe aren't so tech savvy, they might need a little bit more help around that. So help them feel comfortable and, you know, give give them a little bit of an opportunity to kind of trial and error without causing too much of a headache for you and your parents, right? Give them maybe a tablet that they can use all the features on it, but maybe it's not quite live yet, you know? You want to include training materials or resources that your new employee will need to succeed in their role. You can include training manuals, online courses, or access to a learning management system. In Rhode Island, we have the Center for Early Learning Professionals. So getting them set up with an account so they can pick out the PD that they would like to do along with the PD that they're required to do. So setting them up right away so they are familiar with all of the resources they have available. You want to make sure that you provide them with contact information. Provide your new hires with the list of important contact information such as who is their manager and the contact details, the HR contact info, and IT support. That will help them know who to reach out to for help or guidance if they get stuck. And maybe even creating a really fun company culture guide. Include a company culture guide in the onboarding kit that outlines your company's values, mission, and vision. This will help your new employee understand what the company stands for and how they can contribute to the success. And make it fun. Maybe there's a checklist where they visit every classroom and they have, you know, the teachers sign off that they have visited. Or maybe they get a coupon that says if you complete the scavenger hunt, you get, I don't know, we buy you lunch, right? Something fun that as they're going through the process and taking the tour and meeting new people, there's a little bit of fun to it, a little bit of adventure, right? That's just one idea, and I'm sure there's many. And then lastly, in that package, you want to maybe consider a personalized gift in the onboarding kit. Even if it's a handwritten note or a small gift that aligns with your new company's interests, this thoughtful gesture will show your new hires that you care about them as individuals, that they're not just employees, but now part of your work family. So including these 10 must-have items in your employee onboarding kit, you can help set up your new hires for success and make them feel welcomed and valued from day one all the way to day 505, right? You want to make sure that you keep that energy going. So not just for your new hires, but for your folks that have been with you a long time. Make sure you don't forget about them too. But investing in a thoughtful and comprehensive onboarding experience will not only benefit your new employees, but also your company and your company culture as a whole. So let us know what you think. I would really love to engage with some of you on our Facebook page. Let us know what you think about today's episode. And if you really love it, we would love for you to head on over to Apple and give our episode a review. And if you love video, we do have our YouTube channel where you can hop on over and check out totally different content than our podcast, but we have lots of great videos on there. And I'm so excited to announce we will be having guests come onto our show over the next month. We have some great guests, and we're going to engage a little bit more in some conversation about what is going on in the world of ECE and early childhood youth development. And we'd love to hear from you. So thank you so much for tuning into today's podcast. Have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.